Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you again to another night of, last week we were the Larry King Show, and now we are, what are we tonight, Don? Are we Jay Leno or Jay?
No, I like Jay Leno.
Jay Leno? He likes old cars, did you know that?
He does.
I don't think he's very metaphysical.
You know, hard to say. Hard to say.
Winfrey, and that's my co-host, Donovan Newsom.
Good to be here, folks. It's a pleasure. And actually, I think Jay probably does have a spiritual bone in him. Yeah.
You think so?
I think so, yeah. Only because, you know, there's very few people that'll even... You know, he is... You know, he's got a lot of cars and a lot of things. And but I don't think... You know, his attitude is really good. And he probably deserves it. I got to tell you, because when you have a great attitude, people keep telling you, follow the secrets, you know, or be what you love, and you'll be making money at it. Well, I think he just kind of grandizes that. However, there is something, you know, I mean, he does have a lot, and but he brings it out in a nice way. I mean, about the cars and the old cars and the feature that, you know, they had these electrical cars back then. You know, he can't say much, or they'll pull him, they'll yank him. But he does say what he enjoys, and I think he does it in a great way. I like him. He's the best one out there. I mean, between any of the others, I don't even think much of the others. The others are just, gosh, are you kidding? You ever listen to him? Conan O'Brien? Or...
Tom, do you like Jay Leno better than Johnny Carson?
You know, Johnny, really, he was perfect for his time. What can I say?
I love Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Johnny Carson was like an avatar. I mean, he held such a beautiful, steady consciousness for so many years, you know? And I think he brought people out better than other people. He was able to...
I'm coming out.
You're coming out?
I'm coming out.
Are you coming out of
that's not me. That's just that's just half of me.
Coming out of the closet.
What's that?
You're not coming out of the closet, are you?
No. I don't have any closets.
Good.
Oh, not big ones, anyways. Little itty bitty ones.
Wait a second. You're coming out of the water closet.
You know,
You have to go to the men's room, Don?
No, actually I don't.
You don't?
Not any longer.
Were you doing it while we were on the air?
Hold on, folks. I'm going to turn my private line off.
Okay. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our intro tonight. I want you to know that was Don's special farting music intro. Specially produced for the Don and Win Show. Are you on, Don? Don is gone. He is going to the men's room.
No, I turned the phone off.
You did what?
I turned the phone off.
Well, you turned the phone off.
Yeah. You thought that was going to the men's room? Little different tactics. You got to kind of approach it the same way.
Why did you turn the phone off?
Why not?
Well... Then you can't, when the phone's off, you can't interrupt me.
Yeah, and I don't get interrupted, except by you.
What were you doing that I could interrupt you?
I was turning the phone off.
You're turning the phone off, I see.
It's simple, really. You know, they have complex equations for it, but really, I'm telling you, it's easy and it's simple.
Ladies and gentlemen. The Don and Win Show, another Saturday of the Don and Win Show. Yes, it's the most dumb show, and we keep doing it because we enjoy
being I love it. I love being here. I mean, I'm freeing up my time now. I'm feeling great.
You sound great, Don.
Yeah.
You know.
A lot to get done, but it's getting done, and we're expanding. Folks, you're going to hear it right here first.
You know,
on the Don and Win Show, one of our... Well, I'll fill you in if you'd like. Would you like that?
What's that?
You want to know what's coming?
On the BBS, you mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
Everybody, what's coming?
It's coming. All right. Let Baby S explain it. Baby S. I like that. Baby S. Baby S. You know, we have a new station open up. It's going to be a new mainstream-type talk radio station. Mainstream because it's going to carry a lot of more traditional-type programming. Okay, but it'd be geared a lot more towards entertainment, Hollywood, gossip, you name it. Okay? If you want to have a sneak peek, you can go over to bbstalkradio.com. Now, that's the, I know it has its own URL, and we actually named it the same name it was pretty good, actually, BBS Talk Radio. Now, it's going to be a main featured station on the bbsradio.com. It's going to be our newest station, and it's going to be a full studio down in L.A. You know, where you can actually go in, do a recording, have people go in, or even video recording. We're going to have audio and video there. And it'll be run by a wonderful man, silver-haired man. You'll see him in the picture, guys. That's Sam. Sam Swoosh.
Who's going to run it?
Sam is. He'll be the station manager running it all, and a delightful, delightful man. I got to tell you, folks, get ready. Because if you think BBS Radio's weird, we're just about to kick it up a notch. Don't you love Emerald? You know, I don't watch much TV, but my wife loves Emerald, so I get my little dose of him walking by the TV. Got to like that guy.
So are you going to gossip on it?
Well, we're going to have everything on it. Yeah, like I said, that's going to be... We might even go, believe it or not, we might even have an adult-only channel on it. And that's only because it might end up being that way. Not in any way pornographic, folks. Don't think... I'm not going there. And it's just not part of me to do so.
Remember, your mother's listening, Don, so be good.
Yeah, what I mean adult would be talking a little bit more about... you know, things that would be hard language, hard comedy, things that would not be appropriate to younger viewers. Okay? That's about it. I mean, just things that might be a little hard-hitting. And it'll probably be a small station with hard comedy and hard acts and people screaming about the government going off on their tirade like many of the comedians will do in a very hard-hitting way. And some of that can be quite offensive to people who aren't prepared for it. But should we carry that type of programming? Well, if it's in good taste. Now, is that type of language in bad taste? You know, folks, many a comedian started their run on very bad taste. But they hit home... And like George Carlin, do I love that man? You bet I do. Would I put him on a normal radio program? No way. Adult only. You see where I'm coming from? So this is going to be a lot more mainstream, and then it's going to branch out. We're going to look to opening up one more office, probably in New York at the end of the year. Either that or Atlanta, and I can't figure out which, but it might even be Chicago, but we're leaning towards New York. I mean, we are open, but the plans are being geared towards New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we can still change them. That's not in stone. It's in blood, but not in stone. It's easier to...
You know, I talked to a friend of mine today.
Mm-hmm.
She was telling me how much she enjoys all the BBS shows. She listens to in the background.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I keep it on constantly. I can't. I have no choice. But if I had a choice, I'd keep it on constantly. Because I love my environment. I love what I'm doing. I can listen to BBS Radio constantly. And I can listen to three stations at once. Now, it gets difficult when you're talking on the phone, which I do mostly. So, yeah, it can be hard, but
station.
I love it.
Talk on the phone and listen to three stations.
That's tough to do because then you're not giving the person on the phone your undivided attention, and he called for that, or they called for that. So it's really not really an issue because I don't make an issue. Once I'm on the phone, I'm devoted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love the phone more than I do radio. If that gets you. I mean, I love being on the phone. You can ask most people who speak with me. Now, I get very busy sometimes and try not to, but I like to spend the hours on the phone talking, getting to know the hosts, each and every one of them, personally. And now, granted, there have been some hosts that are extremely too busy for that, and I have been too at times, and it seems the busier they are, and our times when that conflicts, which you can with hosts that are very busy. But I like to get to know them personally. My team does. My brother does when he can. Mm-hmm. Others in the team, Seth. I'm sure Alyssa will be the same way. And Sam. You'll get to know Sam.
Hey, how's the Mean, is that her name? Almeen start her show yet?
Pardon me. What's that?
Almeen.
Yes.
Did she start her show?
She did. And folks, I don't give many shows raving reviews. The mystical world we live in, raving. Raving. I got to tell you. Whoa. If you want to hear great channeling, or great whatever it is, it's higher information from her higher self, and it rings with me. Boy, I'll tell you, but it's got a whole new curve on it. It brings it all into the now, even Mother Earth, the creation, the thoughts. It doesn't really say that all of creation, it says the creator is perfect and all the rest is figuring it out as it goes. And in depth, and beautiful, and as magical, and paranormal, and wildly out there as I get. She's in tune with it all. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm impressed. So there you go.
I've read some things.
I am impressed. I mean, the mystical world we live in and windows into eternity, they're so impressive, folks. I'll tell you, not too many hosts impress me right out of the get-go. Usually takes a learning curve because we got to feel each other. She, just by listening to her voice, tuning into her program, boom, I'm hooked. You can't stop listening to her show once you do. I mean, if you're into that, boom, she's got you. And professional, and the beautiful, I mean professional with a warm heart. She has such beautiful, she sent me her CDs and her books. Folks, if you, I asked her for her books because when I started listening to her shows, I don't have a lot of time, but I read voraciously. And she sent me not only all her books, but her CDs. Exceptional. There's a word. Exceptional. And you asked, so I'm just telling you.
No.
Thank you for asking, because it's something I should have brought up before, but I didn't.
I've read some of her articles, and I thought they were, well, not very deep.
Deep? I think she goes deeper than most people even... I think she goes deeper than most people could. Good. How's that?
When is her show? Why don't you tell people when her show is?
I mean, you want to talk about deep? How would you like to hear things you've never heard before? And you might be psychic, channeler. You've read it all. You've done it all. You've heard it all. I'm pretty close to that.
So when is her show? Why don't you tell people when her show is?
Well, her show is 9. I think it's 9 tonight, is it? Or is it 8? 8 p.m. Pacific time. We're coming out, we have As You Wish up, and then Almeen. So for all the lucky folks listening to As You Wish Radio, and is it Fireside Chat on tonight? Or is As You Wish right up next? It's Fireside Chat afterwards. Sorry, I got confused because we just added Almeen shows in. But it is a Fireside Chat, As You Wish, then Almeen.
Fireside Chat is zany mystic, right?
Right. Bear with me. We're going to just check to see when our other show is. Because you, yeah, you want accurate times. We just posted these not too long ago.
Now, you know, a couple of months ago, Don.
Well, I know she's on tomorrow. And tomorrow she'll be on at 8:55 p.m. station, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then today, Almeen is on, let's see. So today it's Friday. It's Friday she's on, 8 p.m. I got the day mixed up. That's what confused me. She was on yesterday. But her archives are now up. If you missed her shows, you missed any of them. And she's only had three now, folks. She's had two from the mystical world and one from eternity. Windows into Eternity. And they're very good. If you've missed them, you should be listening to them. Phenomenal. I can't say enough about them. I mean, I'm stunned. And I've heard a few of them. And they only get better. The next few that come out, mind-blowing.
Well, why don't we have her on as a guest on the Donna Wynn Show?
I would love to. Absolutely.
Later on.
Oh, yeah.
I think she would be a good guest.
I think she'd be fantastic. Absolutely.
You know, a few weeks ago, we did something. I think it was a couple of months ago. And I thought it was fairly successful. We should do a rerun of that.
A rerun? You know, oh, yeah, sure. We could do that, but...
Do you remember?
You know why I don't do reruns of our programs?
No, I don't mean a rerun of our program. I mean a rerun of the idea, which was, is there anyone out there that wants a radio show? Let's have them...
I think we lost him. Yep. Good time for a beer, folks. All right, stay with me. We're going to try to get him. He's wandering all alone out there without me. We better get to him quick.
Yeah.
Hey. All right, we got you back. He's back, folks.
So where were we?
I don't know. I was right here waiting for you. Well, I don't know if he's playing a joke on us, folks, but we'll try this again. I, you know, you have to wonder about Wynn sometimes. Sounded like he almost hung up, didn't it? You know, it almost felt like, you know that cell call, that commercial, if any of you watch TV? You know that, before I get him back, because he's useless. You know that commercial, folks? That talks about the cell phone, and it cuts out, and it always cuts out at the wrong time. That was a perfect moment for it. We got you? Hey, the new Wynn Free sounds better, new improved. Repeats himself. Guess we couldn't get rid of him. He's still going.
Hey, Don.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. We actually were hearing you in the background there for a few seconds.
I was in the background?
Yeah.
What was I doing?
Beating yourself.
Huh?
Not a thing, man.
Okay. Well, no. What we had is people calling in, and they were like being their own talk show host. And we would give anyone who called 1 minute, and longer if they do well, to be a talk show host on BBS. As part of the... Remember that?
Did we ever try to do that?
We did that. We had fun.
You mean...
We had people calling in, and...
Trying to be hosts?
They were
going to take up our radio time? Your radio time?
We gave them our radio time and let them be hosts. right?
That's right.
So if anyone wants to call it, if they think they have something to tell the world.
If you have something to tell the world, and you want to tell them on the Junior Metaphysics show, or Metaphysical Juniors show.
Right. Come on in and call us, and you can be on the Don and Wynn show, and you could be discovered.
This is Drive Time Radio to Drive By.
This is Drive Time Radio to Drive By.
To Drive By.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
By the way, I like that phrase. We're going to coin that. Drive Time Radio to Drive By.
Okay. Well, what else should we talk about? I'm going to try to go where there's a good signal here, and it bugs me to keep screwing up. Hello?
Yeah, just get on top.
We're still on. We're still on the radio.
We're here.
Those of you who are happening to tune in,
they could.
You're listening to the Don and Wynn show.
Don and Wynn show.
Or the Wynn and Don show.
Wynn and Don show.
On BBS Radio Network with Winfrey and Don Newsom. And we spend every Saturday evening at 6 o'clock finding new ways to
encourage our listeners to phone in.
Yeah, to encourage you to phone in. And,
you guys do know the numbers, right? I mean, it's 888 or 877-876-5227. And then 888-something. You know, I never can remember that Canadian number. I just don't know it. But it also helps me to tell you guys to go to bbsradio.com and grab it. We have a direct line, and that's 530-876-5227-3222. Give it a call, folks. And, I mean, we'd love to hear from you. And if you have something important to say or something you just have to get off your chest or need to say or want to say, give us a call. We'll put you on the air. Maybe you can end up being a host.
Mm-hmm.
A host for a minute. I like that. We could have the host for a minute radio program. We could just go for the whole minute.
That's right.
1 minute show.
We don't have any wannabe hosts out there.
No, none of them want to talk to us, that's for sure.
All right. Well, where should we go from here, Don?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I got so many things to talk about. I love to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I talk your head off. Oh, you know that Gawker? Folks, you guys have been to Gawker. G-A-W. K-A-R, Gawker. Gawker News, Gawker.com. I mean, you got to look at that Tom Cruise report about his dissertation of the event, that the fact that Tom Cruise is trying to tell him to remove some interesting video and information on it about Scientology. Of course, Gawker puts up this post. I'm looking at the picture to the left. Great picture. I mean, I look at this. And this face of this girl, stern, beautiful-looking girl, whips out of nowhere with the way the drawing was made and takes this fool's head off, face off, with her reply. No, folks, I'm serious. The way it was, and I looked at that picture, it mesmerized me for a little while because I thought, that is just so cool. This guy is not only cool in the way they write, I mean, all the articles. I read through a bunch of them. Fabulous. Gawker. You know? And their points of view, the editorial staff's points of view on various things. Excellent. Excellent. The way it's laid out's excellent. The website's excellent. I don't know really who they are, but for a blog, fab. Fab. Gawker. And if they want to pay me for to orate an ad for them, be more than happy to do it. Brilliant. You know, there's a lot of brilliant stuff out there, folks. If you really want a sophisticated and interesting point of view. Yeah. Well done, folks. You there? Is this one of those magic moments?
I'm just listening. I'm here. You know,
maybe I should talk about your show.
I got a very interesting
love your show, man. Huh?
About the shark.
Shark.
Yeah. There's a shark. There was this Australian fisherman. If anyone wants to get this, send me an email and I'll send you the link. But I don't know the link offhand.
Or listen to it a few times.
No, but this Australian fisherman had caught a shark, a 17-foot white shark, I think, in his net.
And it ate a man, right?
No, he cut the shark loose and let it go. And the shark fell in love with the fisherman. So now whenever he goes to go fishing, the shark follows him around in his boat, and he goes and pets it. And they kind of go, like, nose to nose, and they're having, like, a wonderful relationship. So somebody took some pictures of it and put together a little slide presentation, and it's kind of uplifting. It makes you think there's still hope in the world, because it has this guy scratching the 17-foot shark's belly as it lunges up against his boat and puts his nose into the, you know, across the bow of the boat with all these teeth, and he's just smiling and being fraternizing with the fisherman.
Sounds fishy to me, man.
Well, should I send you the link to it?
He's petting it too, huh?
Huh?
Sure, send me the link.
Send you the link.
Yeah.
You know, people are passing around all kinds of crazy stuff on the internet. Usually.
What do you think's coming? What do you? I mean, things are kind of interesting out there, folks. Aren't they?
Send this to 17 people and return it to the person that sent it to you, and you will have 100 years of good luck. And if you don't send it, your life will be cursed.
Yeah,
I hate those things. Let's see. Now, what are the other ones? Of course, the other ones are from all the you have won the lottery. The $100 billion lottery, and all you have to do is send us your bank account.
Most of the spam, honestly, is big pharma. You, me, and everybody else listening knows it. Fact.
The spam is what?
Pharma. Big pharma.
Big
pharmaceutical.
Most of the spam is big pharmaceutical.
That's what I get, and everybody I speak to gets the same damn crap. Either it's Microsoft products, software and things, you know, or software products, or it's pharma, big pharma.
Well, how about all the ones for make your thing bigger? I mean, that's got...
And, of course, porno, but, folks, think on this. If they're the two biggies, who's in league with each other? How obvious is that? You don't think big pharma's involved? The same crooks are involved in all the distortion and sexual pedophilia and all the other stuff, the money? Birds of a feather flock together. Soon they peck a few things together. Corn. They flap their wings together. They go clucking together. Eventually you can't tell the damn difference. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. Well,
now back to you.
Back to you. Well, you know, one of the things I'm working with, have you listened to my Monday night show, Don? You probably haven't, have you?
Yeah, I listen to it when I can, yeah, sure. Well, yeah.
Because sometimes they're good. They're, you know, every show is different. But,
yeah.
But we've had some amazing things. You know, the thing that I am working with that is, I think, different from a lot of other people.
Like you.
Everyone's got their own little...
Lovable, affable, cuddly witty.
The thing that I'm working with is not just telling people what's true, but creating group energies with people. creating with me. Like, I'm not doing it. They're doing it with me. We're doing it together. You see, you can't hold energy, and this is like there's energy moving back and forth. If it's all just me pushing energy to you, it dies. It goes so long, and then after a while, you get bored or I get bored. But if we develop the right interchange of energy, then we can hold it for a long time. So
interchange. Change is good.
Interchange.
Change is good. So, changing things up a bit's kind of neat.
You
interchange.
Know,
you said that word, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that fit your show?
Well, the show itself...
Does it change up?
Not like people are calling in. We're not having conversations. But the group that's developed...
There's really not an interchange.
There's an interchange of energies. And, for example, tomorrow morning, we're doing a grid healing. And this is something that developed kind of as a natural flow of experimentation of how to do shit. Pardon my language. We're not adult yet. So take that word out and say, how to do stuff. And a natural
flow. Strike that from the record.
Thank you very much. I think in the old days, the FCC would have gotten mad at you for a word like that, huh?
Well, the stenographologist is not too happy about it.
The stenograph. Thank you, Don. So,
they all want this ist parts, gist
so,
parts.
So when we do, well, let me just tell you what we do. And this started kind of accidentally, and we just figured it out. You know, when I call in the light, this energy comes in, and many people can feel it. And if I was going to try to translate what happens when that occurs, it's like these group souls that have been talking to me are able to beam into people's spaces from other dimensions, from their dimensions. And they can lift the vibration in this realm. They can beam in and lift the vibration. But they need humans who are receptive to their frequency. So yeah. Part of what I've been like experimenting and learning how to do is to try to create the receptivity in other people so that they could be anchors for this energy beaming in. And that we've been doing this on our conference line for quite some time. And then we did something spontaneously as an experiment where let's see what happens if people go to a location and like at the top of a mountain overlooking a city, and we have our conference line and we connect with the group soul energies and we direct them for the highest good to a person in a given location to lift the vibration in that area. And then we have people at all these different locations. We have somebody on the top of a mountain in LA, somebody at a crossing a bridge somewhere, somebody at a city hall, and they're there anchoring energy. And then we call in the light, and we've got all these people on the phone line, and we aim the energy at that person to anchor a light column in that location, to lift the vibration, to create a portal between dimensions.
A portal,
in that location, so that it'll stay there to at least a certain degree, after we leave.
Right.
And so we started experimenting doing this, and we did it over the conference line. And the first time we did it was when Daphne and I were traveling through New York about 10 months ago. And I asked the question in the channeling. I said, well, would it be good to go to the 911 site, call in the light? And they said, yeah, it would be excellent. And we went there. And we tried calling in the light, the two of us, and we couldn't get any energy. It was like blocked energy. So then I said, well, let's try it again, and I'll get the people on the conference line on, and we'll call in the light with everybody on the conference line. And then we had that experience, and the energy unblocked itself, and there was a flow. And so we went to a 911 site. We went to the Brooklyn Bridge. And then we overlooked the Statue of Liberty, and then we drove through the city of New York. And the amazing thing was, I was driving through Manhattan, and it was pouring rain. It would be a circumstance that normally I would feel really...
You mean circumchance?
Yeah. I was still out of balance because there was traffic and it was raining, and yet I wasn't. I was, like, spaced out. I was totally, you know, transported, and we had really created this energy flow. So I said, this is really working. So when we drove across the country, we went to some different cities. We went to Philadelphia. We went to St. Louis. And we did the same thing. And we were having this experience. And I said, is this really working? I mean, you know, it seems so easy. It's, you know, you usually think things are really hard. And it just seems so easy to get on the phone line and call in the light and actually think you're actually making a difference somewhere. And, of course, I can't prove that we are making a difference, but they said we are. They said it was very...
Why don't you go try to grab some proof?
Well, I don't know how to get proof.
Controlled results. Take tabs.
Well...
Put some controlled test studies together.
Listen, I know that, for example...
Why not? That'd be great. Could you imagine?
I'd
love
it.
In fact, BBS Network would love you. You could say my radio program has been proven to cure X
Maharishi
in X amount of time or over X amount of cases. Hello? Another cell moment, folks. Yeah. Dropped call. Wrong time. All right, let's try to get him back. Do we want him back? Yep, we want him back. We're going to get him. Wham! Good to hear your voice.
I'm sorry. I was going to call you on a landline.
That's all right.
You can hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
You're doing all right.
Thank you.
Nothing too terribly off there.
In any case.
Do you know these UFOs hitting Texas? Have you seen that?
Well, I got emails about it. That's all I know.
Yeah. Kind of neat, huh?
Yeah.
You know, and then you got people talking about the UFO waves or the bad boys. Mm-hmm. If they come in UFO waves, then they're bad. I wonder if that's true.
Well, you know, Carla Rucker, in her early Raw readings, said most of the UFOs were negative at that
right.
time. Now, I don't know if that's changed or not.
I would like to think that with the world changing its vibration, I don't think the world, Mother Earth, or us as denizens of her, on her, with her, will accept or tolerate anything less. I personally think that... we're opening up to a whole new way, a whole new era. I think it's going to take a long time, but I think the changes will be much faster than we anticipate. And 2012 holds a peculiar time frame because you got a lot of people going many different directions on it. But it certainly, I mean, if you were to look at controlled test subjects, like you were to monitor that on a computer, I'm sure it would spike the graph. It was doing random numbers at various points. I personally believe that 2012 is going to have some significance to it. It wouldn't be so precise. It wouldn't have so much that discusses the end of the Mayan calendar. So we might be in it right now. Maybe it culminates or pinnacles there. Hits its zenith. Starts to taper off the energies. I don't know. Is it going to be like walking into another world? Good question. I've tried to get answers. I've actually sat down and meditated. I've asked a lot of those. But
you've got your 80 show hosts. What are they saying? What do you think?
Oh, they're all coming from different angles. Hard to say. I think 2012 is a welcoming home sort of time. I think that's when our forefathers knew that things would be changing up. We'd be entering in a new energy stream, galactically speaking, because most of it's based on astronomy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and to be so meticulous about the math, and so meticulous about where it's situated, the location, I mean, everything. About many of these great, great ancient buildings that are way older than they ever told you, because the carbon dating was crap, and they wanted to keep it from you, the real ages of many of these pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is? Huh? Anyways, it's because a lot of civilizations, they absconded with the technologies. They hoarded it and didn't want you to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. But they were very precise. So I would have to say that something is being portended. And that's why a lot of cultures, religions, sects, and even now are growing because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I really don't know. I would have to say, if I were to exaggerate, which I hope is the case, I would portend that it'll be like walking into a new world. Might feel the same from here to there, but there will be completely different than here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means as far as perceptions-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to say our perceptions will have significantly gained a footing into the higher senses, which the sixth sense is. It's really a combination of many more senses.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the infinite senses. Maybe the six is the infinite. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Will it be like going into a whole new world, crossing one black hole threshold into the white? Maybe. Maybe it'll be like Zeta Talk, and they'll all come by, and there'll be this great rolling up of people who were foolish, and there's going to be a harvest of those that weren't, and we're working with a lot of wonderful aliens, and many interesting things come out of their point of view, to world changes and global changes, to just ETs coming back into the fold. Maybe that's all that is. Maybe it's our welcoming home. Maybe we become a part of the galactic family, and that becomes a part of the infinite understanding of who we are.
Hey, Don, did you ever read the book Voyagers?
I haven't yet. You keep telling me to read it. I just haven't had the time.
You know, I think, in terms of all this stuff, it's a very interesting book to add to the mix.
Oh, I think I understand what Voyager is about. I just
haven't
read it.
I would say there is no book out there that goes into more explicit description, and very hard to understand, actually, of all the different things that are going on interdimensionally, and all the different possibilities.
Yeah.
Now that doesn't mean it's true. Like any channel book, you have to.
Got all these millions of possibilities. Exactly.
Yep.
You've got them all out there in the time streams.
Mm-hmm.
Zillions of them, and some of them we're focusing on harder than others, and we're going to create one of them.
Well,
or at least it might even flow, might change between here and now. But we are going to create it. And it is, and if we wanted to take on a very interesting dynamic that follows along the paranormal, I believe we'll be able to do so.
Well, you know what? You know, you asked me to make a prediction a couple of weeks ago, and I said I didn't want to do it. And the reason is because I know that you, I, our listeners, and what we call humanity are creating the flows. We don't realize that we are the creators of this realm. We're not just here, but we're creating it.
That's right.
And that you know, depending on us,
you're God man walking,
is what's going to be happening. and I don't want to tell you what's going to happen because that's
oh, come on, tell me, please.
That takes you away from being.
Okay, then they would never have written the Mind Calendar.
They would
never built or transcribed many of these parchment scrolls, tablets. Nobody would be a visionary psychic seer. Futurist seer.
Tell
me what's going to happen.
If they're smart prophets.
Please. You do
say
know.
For example.
You know, we all know. We just forgot. I think he did me. I think he's playing me. What do you folks think? You think he's hanging up on me at just the wrong time all the time? What do you think? What's your thoughts out there, folks? No, but I think we are creating. I think we're coming into a new time, and I think we kind of know what the future is going to envision because we feel strongest pull to one of those futures or timelines. And there's still probabilities, but I think as you go up to the scale of divination, you got a better understanding. I think you could know. Bear with me. All right, we got... Well, folks, bear with me, please. We're going to get our co-host back on the air. After all, it is his show. His show. God, man, walking. Hey.
You're the line.
What's that?
You hear that other phone ringing in the background?
No.
Well, that was me.
Was that you?
I'm calling you on a landline.
You decided to call a different number?
Huh?
That was you calling me?
Yeah.
You were just ringing that other line?
Yeah.
Interesting. So you're a pest too, huh?
Pardon me?
You're a pest on your own show. How's that work?
I'll be a guest in my own show, that's right. Is that your call-in line?
No. That was Seth's line, actually.
That's a West line?
Seth.
West line?
Seth.
Seth line. Oh, I see.
The guest, Seth.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what was I saying? I was saying we are...
In a yellow submarine? Hold on, folks. We have a caller. Caller, welcome to the Don and Wynn Show.
Hi, this is Scott from Ohio.
Scott! Scott, man. How are you?
Fantastic.
Excellent.
Question. First thing, you guys are doing a great job. Love your show and love your network.
Well, thank you, Chris. Thank you very much.
Scott.
We love callers like you.
Yeah, this is Mound Scott from Ohio.
All right.
What I was wondering is, I know that Winfrey has...
Winfrey.
You know, okay.
Thank you, Chris. I'm starting to take a shine to you.
All right. So, we have all this channeling, we have all these ETs, and you have all the people every day on your show, and it seems that 2012, there's... It's like... no one has a real grasp. Or maybe they have a grasp, but it's not very solid. If there's any place that's going to have an answer, I would think it would be within your realm of what you've put together.
Thank you.
I don't get to hear all the people that you have. I just don't have enough time. I listen to it on MP3s when I can. So what I'm wondering, maybe I've missed it, but I know you guys were going over that. How come we don't have a better answer?
You know, I think maybe we're not looking in the right place. That could be it. I think we're going to find the answer when we get closer to it. And that's because a lot of us... we have to do a lot of soul searching. I mean, a lot of this is going to take dedication by many of us. And I think as we understand that responsibility and grow in that wisdom, we're going to enter into the new stage. Because it's love is, folks, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But wisdom and utilizing, really it's experiential. It's wisdom gained from the use of your knowledge. In the physical, right here, right now, action-oriented. Two hands, two legs, nine fingers, 11 thumbs. But really, it's right here, right now. And so I think that, yes, I indeed believe we're going to have the answer. I truly believe that the answer is maybe even already stated what's going to happen.
I mean, hey, Don?
Yeah.
I have a question. I mean, I have a thought here.
Now, we do have a minute and a half before we got to get the illustrious and always dear
to our heart. I would suggest that it's Scott. That's Scott, correct?
Yeah,
Scott?
That's Scott from Ohio.
Scott, you should call in early next week and ask that question.
This would have been a good one, Scott.
That would keep us busy for the whole show.
The whole show. We would love you. You could get on there.
You can't call in the last minute to ask that question because there's no time to really deal with it. But call in next week, okay?
Scott, great question. Remind us next week because that would be a great subject.
And since we're about out of time, again,
stay with us.
I want to give thanks to both of you guys.
Stay with us. We're going to call in the prayer with you, my friend.
Yes, calling in the light.
And thank you.
Let's bring in the love and let's rock this place.
Let's rock.
It's all about having a good time and enjoying it and making it positive.
Highest moment of expression that is of the highest good for all concerned, including yourself. But you never put yourself above the concerns of others.
Right.
It's a service to other oriented, which includes yourself, because you are a part of the greater whole. We are one. I love you, Scott. Thank you.
I love you guys, too.
When? Let's all call in the prayer.
Don, somebody just put something in front of my face, and they said I should read it. Do we have time to read about 20 seconds before I call in the light?
Let's save it for next week.
Save it for next week.
We got to call in the light and close it down. We got to shut you up, Wynn. We got to do it quick.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Scott, are you on the line?
I'm on the line.
He's
ready to go, baby.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Don, if my phone goes out.
I'll finish it.
Just that silent reverence.
Right. Oh, yeah. We'll honor the silence.
We ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy, through our bodies, and into the center of the
Earth, where we give thanks. No, I just can't do the silent reverence thing. Folks, bring that energy full circle. Send it to your mom, your dad, your brother, your neighbor, your uncle, your aunt, your dog. Send it wherever you can. Send it often.
And it's free to send.
Now, that's my closing prayer, folks. Get out on your knees and pray. It's not that hard.
It's not $3 a gallon. It's free.
It's free. And when you take a little action in a prayer, it actually means more even to you. So meditations are a great way to prove that to yourself and the universe. Keep it going. We love you, Scott. I love you, Wynn. I love you. Folks, we all love Lance White. This man's an incredible man. He brings you everything you'll ever want in a radio show and everything more. He brings it all to you. And he brings it all with flair, style, grace. And you're not only going to enjoy it, you're going to have a great time. So stay tuned, folks. We're going to be up next with a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Don't go away.
I love you. Ugh.